This is VOA News by remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden marks his 100th day in office with a trip to the U.S. state of Georgia Thursday. He'll visit former President Jimmy Carter and pitch his plans to spend trillions of dollars to rebuild the U.S. economy. Wednesday night, it was a familiar yet strange scene at U.S. President Joe Biden as he addressed a joint session of Congress for the first time. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
He faced a largely empty House chamber, the audience roughly an eighth the usual size due to COVID restrictions. Many Republicans stayed home. There was just one Supreme Court member, one top military officer, and no need for a designated survivor, since all but two cabinet members weren't even there. Even the scene behind the president was different.
Madam Speaker, Madam Vice President.
Noting no president before had said those words from that podium, and it's about time. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In the rebuttal to the president's speech, Republican Senator Tim Scott said Mr. Biden has failed to unite the nation and that his proposals for infrastructure spending in the newly announced package for education and families are pulling the nation further apart. Top U.S. infectious disease expert and chief White House medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci says the new outdoor mask recommendations issued by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention should motivate people to get vaccinated. The CDC now says fully vaccinated Americans do not need to cover their faces outdoors unless they are in a crowd, and they can enjoy activities such as exercising outside and eating outdoors at a restaurant without masks. In an interview Wednesday with the NBC TV network, this is VOA News. India's total coronavirus infections passed 18 million Thursday as grave diggers worked around the clock burying victims, and rows of funeral pyres were built in parks and parking lots. Thursday, India reported the highest number of deaths in a single day since the start of the pandemic. Experts said the country's best hope to curb its second COVID-19 wave was to vaccinate its vast population. Wednesday, it opened registration for everyone above the age of 18 to be given shots starting Saturday. Romania has reported the first case of a coronavirus variant first identified in India, the health ministry said Thursday. The case was diagnosed in a 26-year-old patient who arrived in Romania roughly a month ago and presented light symptoms. The ministry cited its National Public Health Institute as saying the identified mutation was not the more infectious one believed to have generated the sharp rise in cases in India. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban is due to discuss anti-pandemic efforts with Chinese President Xi Jinping on the phone Thursday, the country's foreign minister said in a video on his Facebook page. Hungary is the only European country to use Chinese vaccines under an emergency protocol before they've been officially approved by the bloc, with over a million doses of the Sinopharm shot helping the country record one of the world's highest inoculation rates. The United Nations said Thursday there was not enough common ground to resume negotiations on Cyprus after a three-day summit attempting to break a four-year impasse in peace negotiations. Diplomats had been trying to make headway to end a decades-old conflict between rival Greek and Turkish Cypriots, which destabilizes the Eastern Mediterranean and is a key source of tension between NATO allies, Greece and Turkey. Cyprus was split in two in a 1974 Turkish invasion. The United Nations has been attempting to piece Cyprus back together as a two-zone federation for decades. Pope Francis, in his latest move to fight corruption in the Vatican, issued a new decree Thursday mandating full economic disclosure and controls for managers, including cardinals. The decree says they must disclose every 2 years if they have been the subject of financial investigations. It also says they must avoid tax havens and conflicts of interest, that they cannot invest in unethical companies, and cannot accept gifts worth more than 40 euros. The Biden administration is weighing a major rollback of some of the most stringent Trump-era sanctions imposed on Iran in a bid to get the Islamic Republic to return to compliance with the landmark 2015 nuclear accord. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.